Don't be afraid. Don't be alarmed. You're perfectly safe here in the circle. I called you here. You are a guest. A welcome guest. Oh, you've gotten so big. Oh, sweetling, what have you done to yourself? Do you remember me? Let me just... Don't look so surprised. I'm a fairy. We are made of magic. Making myself bigger is nothing. Do you remember me, pet? I see it in your eyes. A vague memory. Dreams of a voice that escape you. Echoes of a promise. Don't worry, mortal. I remember, and that's why I called you here. Back to the circle. Be calm. Relax. Breathe. Breathe in the beauty of the forest. Listen to the birds. You have nothing to fear here. You are safe. Be still. Be calm. And let me remind you of the promise you made. It was many years ago for you, but a blink in time for me. Time passes differently in the depths of the forest. Magic warps it, reshapes it. It echoes and twists. You were much smaller then. Innocent, wild, mischievous. You ran away from your mother and wandered into the woods. So excited and eager. We were watching you. From the trees. From the flowers. You were an utter delight. So bright and radiant. But then you wandered too far. And you broke the circle. Uninvited. The queen was not pleased with you. Oh, how you shiver. She is the one from your nightmares. That voice that pierces you cold to the bone. Be still. You're safe. Here with me, you are safe. She was angry. She wanted to punish you. And she is harsh. The forest turned cold, icy. Frost appeared on the grass. The flowers became brittle with ice. The queen was about to cast her judgment. And then I spoke up for you. You had enchanted me with your freeness, your bright spirit. Your eyes so lively. And I asked the queen to cast you into my possession. She paused, but granted me my request. You shivered, afraid. The ice biting at your skin. But I held you close and melted it. I whispered in your ear that everything was okay, that you were safe, that you were mine and I would take care of you. I possessed you and I treasured you, I cherished you, and we played and we reveled. I remember the sound of your laughter, the way it rang out. The forest, clear and bright and Oh, how he played the days of pleasure. And then you heard a voice, your mother's, calling your name. And your eyes became large and tearful. And you didn't laugh anymore. And there was nothing I could do to console you. So I made you make a promise to me. That you were mine. That you would treasure yourself. Cherish yourself. I had saved you. And I wanted you to shine. And then I returned you to the normal world. The mortal world. With only fading memories. Echo of a promise. Nightmares, known only in the dark of night. Oh, but sweetling, I knew that you had broken your promise. I could sense it. The songs of magic were sour, bitter. You didn't cherish yourself. You didn't treasure yourself. Oh, my darling, what have you done? So I called you here. Day by day, night by night, I called to you. Called you back to the wood, back to the circle, where my voice would be clear and sharp as your laughter so long ago. You can hear my words. You remember your promise. In the battle of self, the one who knows you so very well can hurt you, can make you bleed more than any other. You know all of your tender places, those places where you're most vulnerable, and you strike. You stab and scratch until you and then you bathe those wounds in bitterness, anger, cruelty. And then you let them settle and pick at the scabs with harsh words, cruel intent, denial of your very self. Oh, sweetling, why? You shine so brightly. Your light is radiant, luminous, but it's dimmed. I can see shadows in your eyes, a shade cast around yourself so very tight. My sweet, sweet mortal, this cannot be. You made a promise to me. You are mine and I care for you. So you must care for yourself as well. No more harsh words. Cruel judgments. Comparing yourself to others. You are unique and special. My sweetling. You have gotten so big. But you were still that child that captured my attention, enchanted me with that smile, that laughter. How long is it since you smiled at yourself? That you looked at yourself with love, kindness? Oh, sweetling, you must be kind to yourself, tender and sweet. Embrace yourself with love. See all that is good in you. See your light and let it shine. Be kind, sweetling. Cherish yourself. Revel in your light. Treasure yourself. Wrap yourself in warmth and gold. sweetness and kindness. Please, my dear, dear mortal, be kind. Be kind to yourself. It won't be easy. The battle will be long, but worth it. The shadows in your eyes will fade and you will see yourself as I do. Bright, radiant, luminous. But start in a while. Just be here with me now. Safe and content. Outside of this circle, there is all the harshness, all the cruelness, all those words you say with such malicious intent. They can't get to you here. You are safe. You are safe with me. I will take care of you. I will cherish you, treasure you. You are my sweetling. And you are everything to me. And I wrap you up in words so sweet. You are lovely, thoughtful and kind, brave and worthy, lovely and spun with gold. Your light shines like the sun, the stars and the moon. You captivate, enthrall, mesmerize. You are so sweet and talented, untapped in potential. You have magic running through you. You had magic in you before you even came to the woods. You heard our singing because you're special. Don't deny that. You are sweet and worthy. Kind and thoughtful, lovely and deserving of all niceness, all sweetness, all warmth and caring. You deserve it in multitudes, to be wrapped up in warmth and adored. Adore yourself because you are worthy and sweet. And lovely. Be still now, sweetling. Rest here a while. Rest here safe from the cruelness, the harsh words, the unfair comparisons. Breathe. Breathe. And know. You are deserving of attention, of time, of focus, of warmth and love, because you are special. You have magic in you, and you are mine, and you should treat yourself as I treat you, with tender loving care, adoration, high regard. Tenderness, kindness, and sweetness. Oh, sweetling, the damage you have wrought, it brings a tear to my eye. But I see your light. I see it flickering. I see it burning, and your brightness is still there. And it will be free. It will not be dimmed. It will be fostered and cared for. It will not be denied. It cannot be denied, for you shine. So bright, with radiance and fire and magic. Rest now, sweetling. Rest and be still. Sleep the sleep of the sweet, the deserving, the loved, the adored. All harshness is far away, cruelty banished. All there is you, your light, shining bright, undeniable, bright and radiant. Oh, sweetly, you shine so brightly. Shh, sleep, peaceful, sweet thoughts, wondrous dreams, kindness, sweetness, loving, tender cherishment. Treasure yourself, cherish yourself. Be kind to yourself, sweetling, because you